A Dunedin mother of three says she doesn't even expect to hear an apology from the neighbour whose smouldering fire pit destroyed her home and possessions. Fire investigators have now confirmed that embers from the day-old fire pit did cause the Saturday afternoon blaze. The fire on Beaconsfield Road in Portobello threatened to spread to other properties, prompting the evacuation of 14 homes. Alice Hudson, who was home alone with her two youngest kids when the fire started, told RNZ reporter Anand Zaki that she's angry because the blaze could have been so easily avoided.
I knew all along. I caught the start of the fire. It was just so fast. By the time the smoke that I had initially seen was just the fire pit, as I ran outside, the hedge had just started to go up, but I was watching more embers transfer from the fire pit into the hedge with each gust of wind, and within three gusts of wind, the whole shed and trees were like up in flames. So, I mean, I knew from the beginning, because I watched the embers transferring into the hedge to start with, but, I mean, it's actually a relief to have that confirmed, that that definitely was the ignition source.
And that was the neighbour's pit?
Yep. Yep, it was about 2 metres away from the Macrocarpa hedge tree line.
Do you feel this could have been avoidable?
Oh, so avoidable. I mean, it's just idiotic, really. Who the hell doesn't throw water over a flaming fire pit, you know, when there's severe wind warnings? Who even has one going the day before? I'm angry, but, you know, it is pointless being angry because it doesn't change the fact that, you know, we lost everything. But, I mean, yeah, an apology doesn't change anything, and I highly doubt I'll be getting one. But, you know, and our landlords lost so much as well. So, I mean, it was their house, their home that they had lived in as a family prior to renting out. So, you know, it's pretty devastating, the loss, and it's so preventable. Just use your brain.
The community appears to have responded. I mean, I checked the Give a Little page. It's close to $25,000 raised.
Yeah, I mean, the community has been absolutely phenomenal. I don't even know where to start to thank people, really. It's really quite gobsmacking, the generosity. I mean, the local volunteer fire brigade who, you know, put their lives on the line, just, I don't know how to thank them enough. I mean, they saved so much more from burning down. And even the locals, one guy was, you know, hosing down the neighbour's porch so that their house didn't catch fire, saving all the animals because lots of people weren't home, but there were animals locked in houses.
That was Alice Hudson speaking to our reporter Anand Zaki.